In Parshas Nitzavim, in the very beginning, Moshe tells us that we just had a big bris in Kisavo, the whole brachos and klalos and the tocha, and he says the problem is maybe there'll be an evil person or mishpacha or shevet. They'll hear the curses, the brachos and the klalos and the tocha. They'll bless themselves and say, "Ah, it'll be fine for me." Keep a shrius libi elech. I'll go in whatever direction my heart wants to go. Leman sefos arvas hatzmeya. So this is a bit peculiar. They hear all these curses, and then they say, "Oh, it'll be fine for me. I can do whatever. I do all the averus I want. No problem." Why exactly? What's their havamina that they can do whatever they want and there's no problem? So the Ramban brings down two pshatim here. His first pshat is that there's not necessarily a svar for the Havamina. They'll hear all this and they'll ignore it and they won't pay any attention to it whatsoever and they'll just think they can do whatever they want without necessarily having a justification. But his second shot is he says, no, there really is a justification in here. Ki b'shrius libi eilech, meaning they'll decide to do what they want, they'll hear this whole Allah, and they will think, yes, this is all binding for those who accept it. If you sign on to the deal, then you have to pay the penalty. You know, once you sign the contract, if you don't fulfill what it says, you have to pay the penalty. But they will think that you can opt out of the covenant. If you agree to be part of it, Nitzavim Ayom Kulchem, to be with Ziknechem V'Shotrechem, Kolish Yisrael, and even Esasheri Neinu Poyimanu Hayom, if you sign on to it, you're bound by it. But if you decide, Milchatchila, you're not entering into this bris, then you're putter from it, and you're like a guy. You can do whatever you want. So that's what the Ramban says. There really is a Havmina. The Havmina is, it'll be okay, because I won't be part of the Jewish people. I'll decide in my mind that I'm not part of anything, and therefore I'm Pato Lagamre, no problem. However, some of the other Rishonim here, the Ibn Ezra, for example, takes a different approach. He says, no, the fellow has a much better svara than this. Not just he has no svara, he just thinks he can ignore the whole thing. Or he thinks he can opt out milachachil as long as he never agrees to be a Jewish and kept to keep the Torah in the first place. No, the guy is a very good svara. An adraba, not that the fellow thinks he cannot be part of the Jewish people and then be okay. He thinks he's very much deeply part of the Jewish people. Fellow thinks, look, what did it say there? It's, you know, the whole Tochacha talks about your king and the wars and the rain. These are all very Klaliistic things. The fellow, maybe he'll ignore the Brachos Klalos and Agrizim Har Evel, pay attention to the Tochacha, and think, I am part of the Jewish people. There's so many tzaddikim, there's so many talmid chacham, so many people doing so many mitzvos. One little guy does a few averus here and there, not going to make much of a difference because there's so many batal b'shishim to all these tzaddikim here. And the Ibn Ezra says, that's what it means, mansfos ha-ravas ha-tzmeya. Very unclear what that phrase means, adding the rava to the tzmeya. He says the rava refers to a tzaddik, who is well-watered. The tzmeya refers to a rasha. He says, you add the tzaddik onto the rasha, no problem. As long as I'm with the tzaddik, then I'll be okay, no problem. The Yitzchak around the Akedah Yitzchak says an even sharper pshat. What is sefos ha-ravas ha-tzmeya? Imagine two fields. One field is well-watered. It's saturated with water. The next field gets no water. What happens? If you water the field that's saturated, it has no room to absorb it. So the rain runs off and goes into the field that's not that has no water and waters it anyway. And that's what this fellow says. He does have a svar l'man v'rosa. His svar is, I'm part of the Jewish people. There's so many tzaddikim. The Jewish people is beseder. I'll share in their zechuyos. I'll get v'ayah tova hu ha-she'itiv ha-she'imanu. Imahem me'itivli as well. I'll ride in the coattails of everyone else, the Jewish people, and what I do is not necessarily so important. And then the muster is very clear. What happens? Lo yaveh Hashem sloach lo vivdi lo Hashem l'ra mikol shivtei Yisrael. No, Hashem will see that everyone has to be responsible for themselves. It's not enough to just be part of the people. It's not enough to have other people do mitzvahs. Everyone has to take achrayus for themselves. But I think you can add to this by adding what Rashi says about the end of this perek. Right? Rashi points out that it starts with one guy, Isha, Isho Mishpacho Shevet, who violates the Torah, Vivdi Lo Hashem L'ra, and Hashem punishes specific that fellow, and then all of a sudden it transitions in Pasuk of Aleph, V'ru'es Makos Ha'aretz Ahivyas Tachalu'eha Asher Chila Hashem Ba. Right? Al Asher Azvu'es Brish Hashem Elokei Avosam. All of a sudden it transitions to the whole Am Yisrael being punished, the whole Am Yisrael going into Golos. And what's the point? Rashi says, No, even if it starts out with only one person sinning, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, ultimately everyone's responsible. One person has an effect on the whole klal. Even if one person sins, the whole klal could get punished. And to add, one person can influence the whole klal. I think maybe the point to this is one fellow will say, what difference does it make? Who am I? There are many great tzaddikim here. There's a Kol Yisrael greater than mine will ever be. I'll do what I want and I'll be okay because I'm part of them. And the Torah is saying not only will everyone has individual judgments and you have to take a chayis for yourself, but you could even end up affecting the klal negatively. You think that what you do isn't important, but what you do could end up harming the entire Jewish people. And I think that's really the point of Nitzavim. You asked why do we always lay Nitzavim right before Rosh Hashanah. There's many days in the Rosh Hashanah, which I'm not here to argue on, why we always lay Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. Maybe it's the mafsik from the klolos, but I think it's very pashut why we lay Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. Because regardless of why you say pshat in this pasuk, it's very clear, Nitzavim is talking about one person who says, I'm not going to hold myself responsible. I'm not going to hold myself up to a standard. I'll do what I want, and everything will be just fine anyway. And the parshat Nitzavim is telling us, no, everything will not be fine. Every person makes a difference. And that's exactly what the Rambam says Rosh Hashanah is all about. Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha Dalet, Afi Shetkiya Shofar Rosh Hashanah, Gzeiras HaKasav, Remez Yeshbo. Everyone remembers the beginning of the Rambam, right? It's Uri Yesheni Shenaschem. Remember what? So he starts off, remember your priorities, remember what's important in life, what's not important in life. But then he ends with, Lefikach Tzorech Kotlodim, Sheyur Atzmo Kol Hashanah Kula, Ki Lechetzu Zak, Vechetzu Chayiv, continuing, Vechein Kol Ha'olam Chetzu Zak, Vechetzu Chayiv. Therefore, everyone has to see as if right now they're half innocent, half guilty. Right now, the scale is balanced. The next thing they do will make the difference. For them, Mela. The whole world is in balance, half and half. Everyone already did all their things. A lot of Rasham, a lot of Tzaddikim. Now it's your turn. You're going to tilt the scales one way or the other way. That's exactly partially so. You do one chait, that could tip the scales and destroy the whole world. On the other hand, Asa Mitzvah Achaz, Rama says, what is Rosh Hashanah all about? It's not just remembering, you know, on one level, people can forget there's a Ribono Shel Olam, forget there's a Torah, think all there is in life is partying and indulging their tightness. So it reminds them there's something higher. But I think there's something a lot more subtle than that. A person can think exactly what the Ibn Ezra says here, exactly what the Kiddush Yitzchak says here. A person can think all day long, of course there's a Ribono Shel Olam, of course there's a Torah, of course there's right and wrong in the world. But I don't make a difference because I'm not so important. I'm not a Gadol Hador, I'm not a president, I'm not a prime minister, and I'm not an anything. I'm just a stam guy. So what difference does it make what I do? And the shofar wakes them up to say, no, Parshat Nitzavim, right before Rosh Hashanah. You never know who makes a difference. Maybe you're not a Gadol Hador. The Gadol Hador is already on that scale. The Gadol Hador, we know what he's going to do next year. You're the one who has to decide which way to tilt that scale. And you never know if any one person can make the difference, not only for themselves, but for all of Klal Yisrael. And I think that's really the avodah of Rosh Hashanah, of Parshat Nitzavim, is not just to remember there is a Ribono Shel Olam. He created the world on this day many years ago, and he has a Torah for us. But to remember that as many people there are, and as big as they are, you never know if you're the one who's going to make the difference, if your masa is going to tilt the scale one day or the other, and to take achrayus for the entire world, to really begin the kind of year for yourself that will, Amir Tzashem, bring the whole world, not to hashchasa, but lekaf zuchus, and gorin lehem, as the Rambam says, shua vehatzala, beezrat Hashem, for us and all of Klal Yisrael.